just listen to that forever.
Well, let's just keep listening.
We could keep listening to it. What a great song.
Don't turn it off, whatever you do.
They're back in Kansas City once again, aren't
well,
they?
Well, let's set it up this way. On Sunday, Steve, it will be 50 years since the Beatles appeared.
Been hearing about that lately.
On Ed Sullivan. 50 years. There's got to be some kind of a TV special on Sunday night.
Yes.
But on Friday night, the tribute act known as Rain, a faux Fab Four act of some renown, appears at 8 o'clock. That's Friday night at Yardley Hall.
That'd be fun. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, that will be fun because the Beatles, oh, it went away.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Got to move on.
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah.
Can't last forever. But,
yikes.
But, yeah, they Rain. There are guys who have been playing Paul and John and George and Ringo in Beatlemania and 1964, another act, and this, and so, and they kind of go between the different, you know, versions of these manifestations of the Fabs. We'll get some version of that Friday at Yardley Hall. You'll hear I Want to Hold Your Hand, A Hard Day's Night, Sgt. Pepper's, Let It Be, Come Together, Hey Jude. Who's your favorite Beatle?
Paul.
Really?
Yes.
It's as if we're following a script, but we're not, because now I'm going to say John.
Yeah.
I'm going
that's
to say always, John.
That's the way America divides. Ginger, Marianne, Paul, and John,
and
right?
And yet when we combine our talents together like John and Paul.
We're covering them all.
We do it all, buddy. We do it all.
Well, Brian McTavish is a senior writer for Thinking Bigger Business Media. All his picks are on our website, kcur.org. And we're going right back to Johnson County Community College again.
Yeah,
a lot of stuff going on out there.
It's a great weekend. Okay,
yes.
You've got the classic rock of the fake Fab Four on Friday night, and then Saturday night you've got a live stage adaptation, really radio theater without the broadcast, of the 1960s film, the 1967 classic, The Graduate.
Mm.
And, of course, Mrs. Robinson plays a key role. She was a very naughty adulteress.
Yes, she was.
And she tempted Dustin Hoffman as the college graduate to do exceedingly naughty things that he felt very bad about.
Yes.
Now, you know, Dustin Hoffman, I'm getting off topic. I'll get to this actual event we're supposed to be talking about. But Dustin Hoffman, he was at least 30 years old in that film when he was playing a 21-year-old.
He looked 21 in that film.
Well, casting's everything. Anyway,
yeah.
What you get at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock Saturday at Polsky Theater on the campus of Johnson County Community College is a radio theater type of performance of The Graduate. There will also be after performance talkbacks with the cast. As a matter of fact, the cast will stand at microphones and sound effects will be provided by a Foley artist. You know what a Foley artist
is?
I
do not know that.
It's a person who uses everyday objects to mimic sound effects that happen on stage.
Ah.
It's like radio.
Ah.
It's like when people walk
in.
Yeah. A little more professionally done than that. Anyway, you can also meet the Foley artist and members of the company in another get-together at 7 o'clock Friday at the Mid-America Arts Alliance at 20th and Baltimore. I'd highly recommend this because it's got great lines like, I've just got one thing to say, Steve. One word, Steve. Plastics. Remember that line?
Sort of. Sort of, yeah.
16 years old, as sweet as she can be.
That's Nikki Hill.
Well done, yes.
Yes.
Nikki Hill, direct from Durham, North Carolina. Roots rock, extraordinary singer.
7:30 tonight out at Knuckleheads.
Get the weekend started
tonight.
Early tonight. Nicknames for Nikki include the Southern Fireball, the New Soul Sensation, amazing R&B shouter, and that, of course, is Chuck Berry's Sweet Little Rock and Roller.
Man.
She's going to be hot. That's tonight at Knuckleheads.
Oh, Pioneer. So young and brave. Be careful of the careful souls who doubt you along the way.
More country music, eh?
It's become a habit with
us. Yes,
it's
a very steady habit.
It's pretty poppy, though. I mean, I think
yes,
I think you're getting an ear for this. You're starting to detect.
You're teaching me. week by week.
Well, I think John always taught Paul, frankly. Anyway.
Do you think so?
I think they taught each other.
Well, yeah. The sum
was greater than the parts, yes. Or the parts were greater than. In any event, this is the band Perry. It's a sibling country trio. The older sister, we're hearing her. She has two younger brothers in the band. 7:30 also tonight, getting a weekend start up here. Independence Events Center. You've seen them on Ellen, The Talk, Arsenio Hall, The Tonight Show. Maybe you haven't, but you can see them.
I haven't seen them anywhere.
You can see them as well as hear them tonight at the Independence Events Center. They've sold a jillion records.
What on earth do we have here?
Oh, very well done.
Yes.
Psychedelic electronic dance music by Israeli DJ duo Infected Mushroom.
My goodness.
They're on their Fungus Among Us
makes
tour.
Makes me nervous.
Fungus?
That music makes me nervous. Like there's things being put in my, like needles and stuff being put in my head. That's what I think when I hear
Stay
that
Stay away
music.
From the mushrooms unless
yes.
you can't help
yeah.
yourself. Anyway, yeah. it's all going to be happening at 8 o'clock Friday at the Midland, and they'll be playing, oh, such selections as Becoming Insane, Smashing the Opponent, and Friends on Mushrooms.
And I think if you listen to this music long enough, you will become insane.
Oh, well, it helps to be insane first. But, yes, so their growth is possible within mushrooms and our musical appreciation. Yeah.
And that's Brian McTavish with his weekend to-do
yeah.
list, your weekend to-do list. All his picks are at kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow on the program, our indie documentary and foreign film critics join us to discuss a new doc that focuses on the hardship restaurants owners face, plus the latest edition of A Fan's Notes. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.